Meeting America's First Billionaire. When Swami Vivekananda was in Chicago, he stayed with a businessman. He spent almost all hours of the day in the study adjoining his room. The homeowner had a business associate named John D. Rockefeller, a successful and powerful person who was fast building an unfathomable fortune. He was also a man sure of himself and never listened to other people's advice. The homeowner invited his associate to meet Vivekananda many times, but Rockefeller always refused for one reason or another. But he kept hearing about this Indian monk who was becoming popular amongst his friends and colleagues. One day, on impulse, he wanted to see for himself why everyone was so taken by the spiritual man. So, Rockefeller visited the host's place and rang the doorbell. "I want to meet the monk," he told the butler, and stepped in without waiting for a response. When he was led to the study, Rockefeller entered the room without even asking for Vivekananda's permission. But, to his surprise, the holy man sitting behind the table did not stir or even bothered to look up at him. This was unusual for Rockefeller. Wherever he went, people were quick to notice and greet him. He addressed Vivekananda with respect and thus began their riveting conversation. The more they talked, the more Rockefeller accepted that he was in the presence of an extraordinary man. Vivekananda's words and ideas opened his eyes to the realities of the world. His insights into life's purpose gladdened Rockefeller's heart. But then, Vivekananda abruptly said something that the businessman was not ready to hear. "The wealth you have amassed does not belong to you. God has granted you all this money so that you can serve the less fortunate and do some good in the world." "Nobody can tell me what to do with my money," replied the infuriated Rockefeller. His mood suddenly soured. He rose and left without a word. But as his annoyance with Vivekananda dwindled with each passing day, Rockefeller began to understand what the monk was trying to teach him. He knew what he had to do to feel at peace. A week later, he visited Vivekananda and this time came prepared. Rockefeller handed the monk a document that stated he was about to make a significant donation to a public institution. "I hope you are satisfied now," said Rockefeller gruffly. "You must thank me for it." Vivekananda read the document. Without lifting his gaze, the monk responded, "Why would I thank you? You must thank me for helping you perform this deed for the benefit of others." The words humbled Rockefeller. He was embarking on his first charitable endeavor, and it would certainly not be his last.